With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, welcome, potentially, to the last EvoStick Extra of 2014. And what a magical journey we've all shared together in the build-up to this finale. But don't get too disheartened. There'll be a whole 6 months, I'm sure, of EvoStick Extras after 2014. But enough about the future. Coming up in today's show, we, of course, are going to be talking to the MPL Facebook group's very own James Hayes to discuss all last week's fixtures in both league and in the FA Trophy. And coming up later in the show, we'll be looking to the future with the East Coast very own Mystic Meg, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. But before all of that, it's now time for the news. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben. And we start off with the news that FC United will be reunited with last season's Northern Premier League champions Chorley following Monday's draw for the second round proper of this year's FA Trophy. Carl Madison's side, 4-0 winners over Conference North Harrogate Town on Saturday, will travel to Victory Park in January as the MPL's remaining flag bearers in the competition following the lunchtime draw at Wembley Stadium. Chorley vs FC United was the first of 16 ties to be pulled out of the hat, with the former league rivals side scheduled to meet on Saturday the 10th of January, and we'll of course have more on that in later editions of EvoStick Extra. Elsewhere, EvoStick MPL side Marine are backing manager Cal McCauley to preserve their proud record of avoiding relegation throughout their 120-year history. The Premier Division club's officials and chairman Paul Leary publicly backed McCauley on Thursday in a statement released ahead of a busy programme of festive fixtures. Elsewhere, Division 1 North side Darlington 1883 have submitted a joint plan to redevelop Darlington Rugby Club's Blackwell Meadows ground to Darlington Borough Council. The Quakers announced on Wednesday that the board of the two clubs had taken another key step forward towards ground sharing by the start of next season with the joint submission of planning documents. And finally, Hales Owen Town are urging their fans to donate to a local food bank on Saturday when they host league leaders Skelmersdale United. The Yelts announced on Tuesday that ahead of Christmas 2014, the Friends of Grove will be collecting for the Black Country Food Bank, which is based in Hales Owen. Supporters should drop off all their donations at the James Grove Lounge before they're taken away at 5 p.m. for distribution. And that concludes this week's news. Back over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben. And now, well, judging by that car noise in the background, it's now time to turn to our resident EvoStick Extra pundit of choice. It's James Hayes from the EvoStick NPL Facebook group. Hello, James.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, let's get things out of the way. Where are you this week?
I'm in old on Cheapside, making muted air last week for the markets as well. I fed up in Manchester, so why not go a bit more local?
You've gone to Oldham?
Yeah, of course I have.
What do you mean, of course you have? Like, anyway, people at home going, are hitting the foreheads now, going, of course he's in Oldham. Anyway, so it's now time to look back at last weekend's results, and we're going to start off with the FA Trophy first round. Now, the predictions round the table and Stuart James on last week's EvoStick Extra, roughly, let's say, 2 was the best chance we had, I think. And unfortunately, we've only got one through, unfortunately.
I think the other three came up with a bit of a run. They, especially with Ramsbottom as well. I think that's the game we all predicted would be the way the second team would come through. Sadly, the right stop, but Cardiff turned up on the day and it proved the worth. The seventh in the Conference North and Ramsbottom, as much as apparently it was a fantastic game. And they put a huge effort up, but I think it was a step too far. It was a good team that stopped with how Stockport performed on the day.
Well, 907 turned up at Ramy on Saturday, and unfortunately, as you said, it finished Ramsbottom 0, Stockport County 3. And the other matches, Hyde FC beat Spennymoor Town 4-2. That was going to be a tough game for Spennymoor, though, wasn't it, travelling down there? And
yeah, with Hyde again, that's an old Berkey's listing at the moment. The pitch wasn't exactly the best condition as well for the game. So obviously that would have worked against Spennymoor. But again, another team that showed the worth, 2 goals against Conference North side, 2 divisions below as well. Fantastic effort.
And Gates said 2, Haleshoe in Town 0. We were surmised in that if Gates had beat Warrington, then they might just focus on the FA Cup. But as it turns out, they were up for the FA Trophy as well on Saturday.
And then looking at results midweek as well, where Gates had dropped a couple of points, I think they turned the focus onto the competitions now rather than the league. So again, I think this is one where we all said about Haleshoe, and if Gates had were up for it, there was no way on earth that they'd win.
And into the second round, for the first time ever, actually, FC United beat Harrogate Town of the Conference North 4-0, 2 goals coming from Dean Stott, including one screamer, it has to be said.
Yeah, and again with FC United, I think that was the one banker everyone had round on the table, especially with Harrogate's situations at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be a tasty second round match for them as well. We'll get Charlie drawn.
Yeah, Charlie away in January. The good news is, though, from an Everstick perspective, we've still got a team left in the FA Trophy and in the FA Cup, which, if we look back at last year, we'd take that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, definitely. Especially from a sponsor's point of view. I know Alan, again, listening very, very closely here. So I've teams left in the competition. Again, FC United depends on what interest Charlie have got, especially with how they're doing in the Conference North this year. It takes a lot to get into the last 16 for an Everstick side anyway, never mind the 32. So any effort from FC United would be the team should be proud of what they've done so far. But if they can get to the last 16, even better. See if they can copy Berska.
As we said on the radio last week, 4 games from Wembley and we'll take our own pies. So, you know. Anyway, enough of the cups. It's now time to draw our eyes to the league, and the league's getting very exciting. Well, let's do it in alphabetical order. Barwell 2, Marine 1.
It's just not getting any better for Marine. I've actually got the form table up in front of me as well at the moment. They're the second worst team out of the last six games at the moment. It's good. I think you mentioned it last week where Marine really needs to focus now. There's no denying it anymore. They're in a relegation fight. Right. Good news is Marina, the chairman said something released today saying that he's going to try and focus and keeping him in the division now. And he just signed a striker from the Welsh League. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. So hopefully that can bring him a good bit of form.
Curzon Ashton, bit of a surprise this one, I feel. Curzon Ashton dropping the ball a bit. Curzon Ashton 2, Grantham Town 4.
Again, coming back to last week, saying about conditions can change games quite a lot. I think it's shown that with Curzon. Again, out of the top 5 teams, Curzon are the most on form. There's only 3 teams above them at the moment with a better record over the last 6 games.
So what happened, though, with Grantham getting beat?
With Grantham, I think, again, with conditions on the pitch, again, it was one of them games that will be, won't be. So the players might have lost a bit of focus.
Yeah.
Again, going back to the form table, one result isn't going to affect them, especially with Skelmersdale and Buxton playing SCR at the moment as well.
So you reckon they're going to bounce back?
Well, yeah, I can see Curzon being one of them teams that will do it. They've lost 3 times a season. And they've always won the games after they've lost at the same time.
Right.
So they've got that form going on. They've got that record. It's just, can they maintain it over Christmas? That's a big question.
Skelmersdale United 4, Whitby Town 0. 2 goals coming there from Connie McCarthy.
That's again with Skelmersdale. They're the one shock team currently at the moment because they're actually about 19th or 20th in the form table. So they need to start picking up the wins. Tommy Lawson, again, I think, has probably had a couple of words. Mm-hmm. For only one win in the last 6. They've drawn 3 others as well. But looking at the fixtures as well, they've played recently. They've played the tougher teams. Again, coming into Christmas, they've got some of the, not to say easier ties, but games where they can see where they could really push forward and get the results that they need and really pressure Curzon
yes.
at this moment in time.
Stamford 2, Nantwich Town 2. 2 goals coming there from Aaron Burns.
Yeah.
And what a crowd. 819. Because that's their first game, wasn't it, at Stamford's at the new stadium?
First game at Stamford. Again, it's one you want to win, obviously, to get the historics away from the ground, all the boos and everything. If you look at some teams in high divisions as well, mm-hmm. sometimes you don't get them wins straight away. So for a draw, it's a good result. But Stamford now, can they maintain that at home? That's going to be the big question for the next couple of months. I know new ground, new situations, possibly different playing surface, something that they're not used to. It's something they've got to get over now very, very quickly. Nantwich as well, in the middle of a little turnaround in the results.
Yep.
They've not lost in 5 now. Granted, some of them were draws. Most of them have been draws rather than loss wins. But again, they're starting to pick up a bit of pace now, getting towards the Christmas period.
Stourbridge 3, Kingsland Town 0. Quite convincing win, that one.
Yep. Kingsland as well, a team on the decline as well recently. I think that's their third loss in a row. And they don't seem to be scoring a lot of goals, and even though they have got the capability at the moment. Again, another team looking to bolster the squad coming into the Christmas period, mm-hmm. looking at some of the Southern teams who are doing well in the Trophy and the Vars. Got a couple of eyes on the players around there recently, so situations there are likely to change. I can't see Kingsland not dropping into this relegation battle, but they need to strengthen up.
Trafford. Now, we said Trafford are struggling, and they had Ilkeston visit them on Saturday. But this sounds like a hell of a game, despite the fact Trafford were on the wrong end of it. Trafford 2, Ilkeston 4.
We've been saying about this strike force at Trafford quite a lot recently. Again, it's showing they have got it there. I think just results and the teams that are playing at the moment against them. Ilkeston, the second best side in the league. Mm-hmm. Over the last couple of months at the moment, it's only Halesowen that have got a better record than them in the league. So Ilkeston are going to be one of them teams that are pushing. I know I said it last week, I said it the week before, but yep. They've wanted to be the team to watch second part of the season with a current form situation.
Definitely. And yep. I'll discuss Ilkeston with Andrew Snaith, but as I'll say to Andrew Snaith, because I'm recording this interview with you, James, after I've already interviewed Andrew Snaith in the future, Ilkeston are... 9 points behind Skelmersdale United with five games in hand.
And then I think it's an additional 3 on Curzon as well, something like that. So, again, with their form, it's going to be their second part of the season. Can they really look, push towards a title charge? They did something similar in 2009 when they went up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the year they won the league. Don't quote me if I've got it wrong. And Ilkeston are going to be one of the teams to really push forward off their record. I've got history in the past. They've been in the Conference North. They know what it's like to get there.
And the last game from Saturday, Witton Albion halted, it would appear. Witton Albion 1, Workington 2.
Workington again. When I was reading the form table, I was shocked to see them actually third as well at the moment. The team I thought, again, would they be settling for mid-table? Workington haven't exactly had the worst record to beat Curzon. They've drawn against Ramsbottom as well, so they're starting to show a good little bit of spirit in the team. Mm-hmm. I think they've been listening to me, and again, having the commentator's curse and starting to show me wrong. I can't see them really pushing to the top five after the start they've had, but they're going to be one of the teams to watch out. Potentially, a lot of the top teams struggle against in the second part of the season. Again, another team that's just strengthened up with teams from locally from the Northern League as well, which we all know the Northern League is very, very strong.
Well, with Workington, they're currently 10th. They've got 5 games in hand over Skelmersdale United, and they're 16 points behind them. So, by my maths, that puts them 1 point behind if they win all them.
But at the same time, they've still got to go to Ilkeston, and that's going to be a really crucial game later on in the year.
Yes. And just while before FC United fans start screaming, I do realise that you've got... 6 games in hand, and you're currently 17 points behind. So that would put you 1 point above Skelmersdale. But anyway, enough of that. James, any other thoughts that you'd like to share?
Yeah, quick mention to Loughborough as well from Tuesday night, a 9-0 win against Brigg Town. Again, Brigg, I'm struggling in the Division 1 South, but we'll leave that for the Christmas special coming up soon. So anyone that scores more than, I guess, 9 in the game serves some credit as well. So congratulations to Loughborough for that one.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing Division 1 South into this. I don't think they mentioned enough on this show. Anyway, James, wishing you a happy Christmas. Would you like to plug what you actually do for the league?
Yes, for the league, I do facebook.com/groups/DMPL and the Twitter @DMPLgroup.
And both of them are sponsored by EvoStick, we should say.
Yes, they are.
So, James, on behalf of the listeners, thank you for all of the hard work that you do on a daily basis for the EvoStick MPL and on this show. And we wish you all the best for Christmas. And I'll see you on the 30th for a very special Christmas special of the MPL show.
Yes. Merry Christmas to everyone that's listening to the show and listens normally. And hopefully you can get down to the Magnet Inn on the 30th of December.
Sell it to him. Sell it to him, James. Go on, sell it.
Yeah, 5 p.m. start. Special guest. We have actually got people coming from the south now.
Oh, where?
And we've got special.
Who?
Yep.
Who?
And we've got the regulars. I've got a nice little present coming as well.
My goodness. There's people from the south coming. Are they mad?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, mad. Well, some Cutfield isn't even coming, so.
I might wash my hair. Right, anyway, so, right, well, I'll see you on the 30th then, James, at the Magnet. Well, thank you to James Hayes, but enough about Lancashire. It's now to go all East Coast, and joining us from Whitby Town Radio for a preview of this weekend's fixtures in the Evo Stick MPL Premier Division, it's only Andrew Snay from Whitby Town Radio. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, living the dream as always.
Living the dream as always. Well, let's live the dream together. This Saturday, the 20th of December, it's a little game that we started last week with Stuart James from the Non-League Review. How many matches are going to take place? Are we going to have 100%, do you reckon?
I'm just looking down the fixtures, actually. Yeah, certain places in the south that are a bit frost-trappy. I know somewhere like Hillzone, Grantham, places like that, Kingsland, God alone knows what climate it's going to have down there. It's virtually France to us.
You say that. It's like 12 degrees here in Manchester today. Really? Yeah, it's boiling.
It is here as well, but it's supposed to get crazy tomorrow. So I'm not optimistic. I would say 50%, Ben.
50%, right? That needs me to quickly count six. Six matches are going to take place then, according to Andrew Snaith. So let's do it like it's going to be 100% now. Let's start things off with Ashton United against Belper Town. Could this be a tricky one for Ashton United, do you think?
Well, we played Ashton recently. I say that Whitby Town, they are a good side. They really are. They're strong. They're physical. They're in your faces. They give you no space, no time on the ball. Messrs. Phillips and Halford have got them well drilled. In our commentary position at Ashton, you might have noticed this yourself if you've been in there, it's right above the home dressing room.
Yes.
So you can hear everything that's been said.
Shocking music. Shocking.
Indeed. And you also couldn't broadcast some of the language in there either. They get some pretty strong advice there, and they're certainly under no illusion as to what's expected of them. And that's what Belper have to do if they go there. They've got to at least match that intensity. I think that's the tough thing. If you don't, you could get buried there quite easily. And the way Ashton are playing at the moment, they're really in the round, and it's hard to see past an Ashton winning that one.
Speaking of Ashton, FC United have moved home for some reason, and FC United are now playing Barwell at Curzon Ashton on Saturday. Oh, I think FC United have played Barwell about 18 times this season, it feels like.
Yeah, you'd be sick of the sight of them. You'll know better than me what they're all about. They're another physical side, Barwell. They certainly play a fairly direct game, but they've got some terrific players, certainly going forward as well, and they like to get wide, use the flanks, get the ball into the box. FC hoping that they can deal with them as they did earlier on in the season. It's a tough one, right? I feel like I should defer to you, but you know a great deal more about how FC are playing at the moment.
Oh, we're on fire. It's quite nice. It's one Go on.
What do you make of having Curzon as your home base? Do you feel at home there?
I quite like it because as a broadcaster, a fellow broadcaster, the Wi-Fi at Stalybridge is terrible. So I'm quite thankful to be in a place where there's decent Wi-Fi.
Indeed. Well, I can certainly sympathise.
No, sorry, let me do the football thing. Oh, it's a beautiful pitch and great surroundings and good stadium.
Yes,
there you go. Not that Stalybridge isn't. Oh no, I've got myself in that trap. Grantham Town are playing Blyth Spartans. From your northeast perspective, Blyth Spartans have now got a couple of games to fit in, let's say, before they play Birmingham City in the FA Cup. They've got to make these games count now, haven't they?
Yeah, indeed. We'll be one of them as well. Got a hastily rearranged trip to the Turnbull Ground on Sunday the 28th, which is always a nice little northeast derby. Very friendly indeed. They have a trip down to Grantham on Saturday. Grantham with a great result last week at Curzon. Just shows what they're all about. And they're among... I was looking at the league table earlier on and just thinking... Pretty much anybody in the top half can push on and be involved almost in the title race, actually, as much as the playoffs. And Grantham have got to be counted as one of those sides. When they're on their game and they're at their best, they can be unplayable, and Blyth need to be on it. We know they're in a fourth position. They're not going to be in the bottom five or six, I don't think, by the end of the season. But they've got to start picking up points and pretty sharpish just to keep that out of the back of their minds going into the fun and games in the FA Cup in the new year.
Well, we've got you on because I'm not sure you're going to be on before the Birmingham match. What do you reckon? Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd asked me a few months back, Ben, and sort of, you know, if it had been earlier on in the competition, even though that's physically not possible, as Birmingham are a championship side. Mm-hmm. But Birmingham's form was pretty dreadful. The sat Lee Clark, they've had a little mini revival, I think, under the new management. They're doing okay. I think it's Gary Rowett, isn't it, in charge over there. And, I mean, Blyth's hard to go to. It's a long trek for them. It's cold permanently throughout the year. I wouldn't be shocked if they got a replay out of it, you know. But I don't think they've got enough to win the tie outright, but we will see.
Right. Anyway, back to the league. Hillsow in town are hosting Skelmersdale United. We've had some correspondence in, as always, from Rob Lloyd, who says this is a tough game for the Yelts. At home to leaders Skelmersdale, we'll respect them, but not fear them. Hopefully sneak 3 points. What do you reckon, Andy?
Well, we got a bit of a footballing lesson last weekend at Skelmersdale, and they were going 6 games without a win, and their media people were bemoaning the fact that they hadn't scored many goals. Well, they managed to get 4 against Whitby, and that was with a left-back in goal for most of the game. So take that however you wish. So that says more about Whitby than Skelmersdale, I don't know. Hillzone have done really well in the last few months just to turn things around. They had a bit of a nightmare start to the season, didn't they? Mm-hmm. So it's a tough one. I wouldn't be shocked if Hillzone get something out of it. They're a decent side and could be a really good game, actually.
Ilkeston are hosting Witton Albion. Ilkeston now losing a couple of players. Is that going to have any impact?
Well, we all thought that when Shea Adams left, and we played them the following game, and they were as good as they've ever been. For me, Ilkeston are still the best side that I've seen this season. The football's terrific. They keep it on the ground. They play it around nicely. A lot of pace in there. A lot of just genuinely talented footballers. That, again, could be a decent game. You look at Witton, and they're still in and around that bottom four. They're
moving
still
on out, though. They've got a few games. They've played a few games more than anyone else, though, around them. Just to say it, while we're talking about games in hand and all that, we mentioned this last week, and I think it's still important to highlight this. Ilkeston in fourth, 9 points off leader Skelmersdale United, played 5 games less.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at the record. They've only lost 5 games this season, Ilkeston. I'm gonna stand by it. I'm gonna stick my neck out. They're also the top scorers in the league as well. I think Ilkeston are my favourites to win the league.
Wow!
Look, it's there.
Wow! You're the second person to make an outlandish. Well, it's not that outlandish, is it? Berkey's gone for Curzon. Just to put that out there. But you're the only two who've jumped so far. So, anyway,
we'll see. Long way to go.
Speaking of which, Kingsland Town are hosting Ramsbottom United on Saturday. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, well, Ramsbottom again, good side, great forward player. It's got the depth of quality up front, caused us all sorts of problems. They've got a lot of games to cram in as well. Terrific home record, just 2 defeats for them on home turf. So. But we'll see how they do that long trek down to the Norfolk. Kingsland, we saw them earlier in the season as well, just a few weeks back. Not the most mobile team, but again, they're formidable at home. 8 wins, 3 defeats. You know, it's a tough one to call, actually. And I suppose they'll probably still think that they're in with a chance of the playoffs with the games that they have to fit in. Tough one to call, maybe a draw.
Liam Rusling's been in touch to say he's a Kingsland fan, to say they're at home to Ramsbottom United, and he's going for a 3-1 win. Good luck to Liam, and good luck to Kingsland and Ramsbottom in that match. Where was I? Marine are hosting Curzon Ashton, and Marine...
Yeah, well, we're worried about Marine. They're one of my favourite clubs, just on a personal note, really. They always look after us, and I think a lot of people enjoy playing Marine.
You get to go in their press section, do
you? Oh,
how
I
novel.
Go on. Well, we haven't been to Marine yet this season, so I will cross that bridge when I come to it. Their obvious problem is their rare record. They're doing a QPR. They're still not won there. But luckily, they're at home this weekend to take on Curzon. Probably a little bit of an unpredictable side at times, Curzon. They're capable of really taking their eye off the ball on occasion. Marine desperate for the points, goes without saying. So might have a little upset.
Oliver Neal's been in touch to say that there's a full coach travelling to Marine for Curzon. Should be a good away day, and I'm going for 2-0 win for the Nash. There we go.
They should be filling their coach. It's just down the road. It's a nice derby for them. I'm counting it as a derby.
And plus, with FC in their patch, they probably all want to get out. Anyway, Matlock Town are hosting Trafford.
Indeed, yeah, you said that, Ben, not me. Matlock Trafford, yeah, battle of the sides that are battling out the wrong end, really. Trafford second bottom. We can't believe it with all the firepower they've got up there. Shelton Payne and Michael Oates as well, you know, 22 goals between them. Christ, that's almost as many of Whitby have scored in total. Matlock, change of management, they've not done too badly since. You would maybe think with home advantage they'd be the team to beat in that one. I fancy Matlock to win.
Phil Lindley's been in touch and he's used quite an interesting phrase. I'm not sure what this phrase actually means, but I'm going to read it out and see if you understand it. Matlock are at home to Trafford. Got to be hopeful for this match, although Town have a nasty habit of foot shooting in these games. Foot shooting. Especially as people, including the staff, are being encouraged to turn up in their Christmas gear. Come on, people. This is football. Give us a break. Well, there we go. Thank you, Finn. That's the views of Phil. Anyway, I'm moving on. Where were we? Nantwich Town are hosting Buxton.
Yes, indeed. And Nantwich, another one that's struggling this season, surprisingly. They were always, for you guys, the 12th place team, mid-table mediocrity. But they're in real danger there, just 2 points away from Witten, who are fourth bottom. So, they'll be desperate for it. Buxton, third place for them, yep. And they're very much in and around the sides at the top of the table. I seem to have said in and around a lot in this interview.
It's fine.
they all got our catchphrases. Buxton away at Nantwich. I'll go with Buxton on that one. I mean, you know, you've got Liam Hardy in there. You're always going to have a great chance, aren't you?
Matt Joyce has been in touch to say, need to pay back Nantwich from the first day defeat. Come on, Buxton. Well, there we go. Revenge is you know, a dish best served in Christmas or something. Anyway, Rushall Olympic are hosting Frickley Athletic, and we have had some correspondence in. Somebody used the term picks. I saw that. It definitely was picks.
Yes.
David Osborne, Frickley at home for the picks. I would argue our most important match this season, as we can either look upwards with a win or over our shoulder with a defeat. And he's right with that, isn't he, about Rushall?
Yeah, I know that feeling as well. I mean, Frickley, you know, Gavin Allott FC, really, aren't they? With his 12 goals this season, very often he's the man to rescue them. They're another side. There seems to be a whole lot of teams in the NPL Premier at the moment who are great at home, but absolutely dire on their travels. And Frickley are in that category, you know, just one win on the travels. And down at Rushall, which is always a tough place to go, they've actually got that pitch looking quite nice. I hope I'm not jinxing matters going into the game. But Rushall was always, with all due respect, a bit of a minefield. They've got it looking really good, obviously reflecting the style of football that they've got under Richard Snakers. You'd think that they might win that win, but I hope they've showed up the defence since I saw Whitby there, because there was some real comedy defending there when I was in attendance at Dales Lane. So we will see.
Whitby Town are hosting Stourbridge, and before you go off on one, Andy, on this one, Richard Clark's been in touch to say, long haul to Whitby for Stour on Saturday. Hopefully 3 points after two successive wins and clean sheets in the league, but we need to travel the distance a bit better than we have done so far. They've lost at King's Lynn twice and Workie. I'm assuming that's Workington and not Work. Looking forward to the drive over the hills. Never been to Whitby before. Planning to be there in time for fish and chips lunch. And then what followed on Facebook was a whole series of conversations about chips and fish. Anyway, back to the football, Whitby and Stourbridge.
Yeah, well, you can tell how well the football's going by the amount of times I mention chips and other such frivolities. Anything but the football. But, yeah, just looking at Stourbridge, yeah, just 3 wins away, I think, for them. You can tell he's never been to Whitby before, but he says he's looking forward to the drive over the moors. Well,
no,
Christ,
it's
like Groundhog Day. It just takes forever.
It does. do it at night as well in a bus. That's scary. Anyway, go.
Be careful on that hairpin, Ben. That's all I say. You'll know the one when you get to it. Always fog there as well. Always fog, even when it's not foggy anywhere else. Should we talk about the football?
Yeah, then? Yes, please.
If we must. Stourbridge, do I know? Okay, I saw that we played them on the first day of the season, Whitby Town, and I maybe unfairly labelled them as a big, strong, long ball side, and that maybe a little bit unfairly. I got the impression that if Stourbridge were at full strength, I know they were missing a strike or two on that first game, if they were at full strength, then they could absolutely tonk somebody. I hope to God it's not Whitby. Last time Whitby had conceded four goals, it was embarrassingly in the League Cup at home to Sheffield. They came out and pretty much battered King's Lynn for 90 minutes and then somehow managed to draw. I hope they play in the same vein against Stourbridge. If Whitby play to their potential, they might get a point. Might get all three, but I think a point more likely. Struggle to score goals, Whitby. So we'll see.
And the last game of the day, in alphabetical order, is Workington against Stamford. And, of course, Stamp has been in touch to say a 7:30 start for him. Stamford are away at Workington. Don't think I'll be home before midnight either. Then back up again at 8 a.m. for my under-15s game. He doesn't look under 15. Anyway, what do you reckon?
He's had a tough life. It's a long way. It's a hell of a long way. That's quite a trek. That's one of those where I think we'd be setting off at 7:30 as well.
But it looks so close on the map. It's just there, isn't it?
And then, you feel you're close to it, and then you're still 2 hours away. it's almost a foreign country over there. Yeah, it's they've been doing well of late as well. They'll count themselves as in with the chance of pushing on towards a playoff place too. Another one with a formidable home record, just two defeats over there. You can see why. Saw Stamford last month and wasn't impressed, actually. They do keep possession pretty well, but problems at both ends, really. They do not defend particularly well, and they don't take their chances, and that's a pretty poor combination for me.
And that is your work done, Andrew. Thank you for joining us. We should say, disclaimer alert, these matches are subject to change. We are recording this on Thursday night. We're not some kind of psychics, although we pretend to be at times. But these matches could be called off, so please do check official channels at your club before setting off, especially if you're Stamford and you're going to Workington. Anyway, Andrew Snay from Whitby Town Radio, thank you for joining us. And before you go, please do a plug.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, Whitby Town Radio will be live once again on Saturday. It's Whitby Town versus Stourbridge from 3 o'clock, and it's myself and the world famous Paul Connolly joining you from the freezing cold back of the main stand at the Turnbull.
And what's the website, Jess?
Yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? Whitby-town. It's been a long day, mate. It's been a long day. Whitby-town.com, and follow links from there, top left and top right, and make sure you tune in. And give us a text as well, and we'll make you famous.
Nice one. Thank you, Andrew Snay from Whitby Town Radio. Absolute legend. And before you go, you have a lovely Christmas, yeah?
Oh, thank you very much, Ben. Yes, have a great Christmas yourself, and to all the listeners and contributors at the Evo Stick Extra.
And now for some of your correspondence. James Hayes, who was literally on the show just 10 minutes ago, has said, "If we get anything from Darlow other than frostbite, I'll be amazed." We, of course, is Radcliffe Borough, so if you're in the area, why not pop along? Colin Buckley has said, "Vicks take on Salford this Saturday. Going to be a humdinger, good word. First against third, 1 point between us. Humdinger indeed, Colin." Josh Nelson has said that his side is away to Farsley. He would take a draw, to be honest, but they're not in form at the moment. But then again, can see us nicking it if we turn up. Josh, by the way, supports Drawsdom. Wayne Curtin has said, "Barwell at home. Well, at Curzon, so we need the 3 points. Come on, FC." Indeed, Wayne. Andrew McNally has been in touch to say... Sorry, there's a little bit of speck on my computer. Andrew McNeil has said, "Definitely need another win on our travels after a much-needed break. Up the books." Lloyd Berry from Warrington Town has said, "We're hosting Bamber Bridge this Saturday. Very difficult game, and Bamber need the points, and so do we. It's going to be a great game, but I'm predicting a 2-1 Warrington win." Good luck to you, Lloyd. And good luck to you, Warrington, and Bamber Bridge. And that concludes this week's Wall of Christmas Correspondence. Tune in next time for another set of correspondence pinned to a wall. Back over to you, Ben. So that is the end of Evo Stick Extra for 2014. We'll be back at the end of December with an all-new, brand-new Evo Stick MPL show recorded in front of a studio audience at the Magnet in Stockport. That's 5 o'clock we start recording that down at the Magnet in Stockport. I'm sure there'll be people there, and you never know. If there is, I might wear a tie. Thank you to James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at facebook.com/groups/the MPL. That, of course, is sponsored by Evo Stick. And thank you to my other special guest on today's Evo Stick Extra, Andrew Snape from Whitby Town Radio. And, of course, thank you to you, dear listeners, for getting involved and downloading this in your dozens in the past few months. Thank you. I've been Ben Hughes anyway, and wherever you're going to cheer on your Evo Stick MPL side this weekend, make sure that you have fun. Merry Christmas.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.